Title: Rega Framework. Shop and Resample in Ableton Live 12 Beginner, Best Lines for DNB and Jungle. Alright, let's build a proper Rega Framework in Ableton Live 12. Beginner-friendly, stock devices, and we're aiming for that classic jungle and rolling drum and bass thing where the vocal chops and the bass line feel like they're talking to each other. Call and response, little fills, and that gritty resampled wait. By the end of this, you'll have a 16-bar loop that's basically drop-ready. A vocal chop kit you can play, a simple sub and mid bass line that locks to the drums, and then the secret sauce will resample that bass into audio and chop it again like a sampler. That's where the jungle DNA shows up fast. Let's go step by step. First, project setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's home bass for DNB. And remember, a live DNB bass feels half time inside that tempo, so even though the grid is flying past, your main bass anchors will often land around beat 1 and beat 3, with a little 16th note pushes to make it roll. Now create 4 tracks. 1 audio track called Vocal Source. 1 MIDI track called Vocal Chops, and we'll end up with a drum rack on this. 1 MIDI track called Bass MIDI, and 1 audio track called Bass Resample. Optional but recommended. Throw in a simple drum loop or break, even just something temporary. It's way easier to write bass and chops when you've got a rhythmic reference, because everything in this style is about the pocket. Cool. Next, find a vocal phrase and warp it properly. Drop a Rega vocal phrase into Vocal Source. It can be anything. A classic jungle shout, a short phrase, even a spoken word line. What you want as a beginner is something with clear syllables and energy. Click the clip, go to clip view, and turn warp on. For warp mode, choose Complex Pro for vocals. That tends to preserve the character better when you're stretching. Now set a loop brace around a 1-2 bar phrase. Don't overthink it. You just want a clean, usable section. Here's the important alignment move. Find a clear transient, like the start of a word, and set that to the grid. Right-click on that transient and choose Set 1.1.1 here. Then adjust warp markers so the syllables land where you feel they should. You're not trying to make it robotic. You're trying to make it playable and predictable. Quick coaching note. If your vocal starts sounding watery or weird, don't force it. Try Complex instead of Complex Pro, or reduce how much you're stretching, or move your warp marker so you're not twisting every tiny syllable. Now we chop the vocal into playable hits. Right-click the vocal clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For the settings, start with Slice by Transients. Make one slice per transient. Turn Warp Slices on, and set Playback to Gate. Gate is great for Rega stabs because the MIDI note length controls the chop length, so you can make it tight and rhythmic. Ableton will create a drum rack automatically with your chops across the pads. Now go to the vocal chops track. Click a pad so you can see simpler. This is where beginners level up fast. First, set small fades to prevent clicks. Fade in around 2 to 10 milliseconds. Fade out around 10 to 30 milliseconds. Little values, just enough to smooth the edges. And here's a big teacher tip. Tight chops usually start with start points, not eck. So zoom into the waveform and nudge the start point forward until you catch the consonant cleanly. That KTP bite is what makes a chop cut through a mix. If you rely on boosting highs instead, it'll get harsh and still won't punch. Also, gate versus one shot. Use both on purpose. Keep most slices on gate so you can play them rhythmically. But choose one or two signature shout slices and set those to one shot so they always play consistently. That gives you a hook that lands the same way every time. Now let's write a simple call and response chop pattern. Create a MIDI clip on vocal chops and start with a 2-bar loop. Start super simple. Offbeat stabs. Place chops on 1.2, 1.4, 2.2, and 2.4. Those are the end counts, and they sit nicely around a typical DNB drum groove. Then add a couple of quick 16th pickups into transitions. Try placing a short chop at 1.3.4 and another at 2.3.4. Those little lead-ins make it feel like the vocal is pushing into the next moment. Now humanize just a bit. You can use the groove pool with a subtle swing 16 groove at like 5 to 15%, or do it manually. Nudge one or two chops a tiny bit late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds. Not everything, just enough to feel lived in. One more coaching idea before we move on. Choose a lead chop. Pick one slice with the strongest consonant and make it the repeating call every 1 to 2 bars. Everything else supports that. This stops your chop kit from becoming random syllable spam and instantly makes it feel like a real hook. Alright, Base framework time. Sub plus mid. On base MIDI, we'll build a two-layer base using stock tools. You can do it by duplicating tracks, but a clean beginner way is an instrument rack with two chains. Either way works. Let's start with the sub. Load operator. Oscillator is set to sine. Keep it simple. Then shape your amp envelope. Attack at 0, release around 80 to 180 milliseconds. We want it tight but not clicky. If you want it pluckier, use a short decay, like 300 to 600 milliseconds, and lower the sustain. The point is, the envelope creates bounce without needing an LFO. It follows your MIDI and keeps the groove clean. After operator, add utility and set width to 0%. That's your sub safety lane. Sub needs to be mono and stable. For notes, start around F to G as a comfortable D&B range. And at first, keep the sub mostly on root notes. You can get fancy later. This is about building a framework that works. Now the mid layer. For the mid, you can use wave-eatable or operator with a saw or square. Wave-eatable with a basic sawish wave is totally fine. Add saturator after it. Drive around 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on. Then an auto filter, low pass 24 dB slope, and start your cutoff somewhere around 200 to 800 HC. We'll automate this later for movement. Optional grit. Redux, but keep it subtle. A tiny bit goes a long way, especially in D&B where harshness can pile up fast. Now crucial separation move. High pass the mid layer so it doesn't fight the sub. Use EQ8 and set a high pass around 90 to 130 HC, 24 dB per octave. The low end below that is sacred territory. Aggression above, stability below. Next, write a rolling bass line that fits the chops. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip on bass MIDI. Here's your beginner blueprint. Strong hits on beat 1 and beat 3. Then add syncopation with short notes around the edges. For example, bar 1. Hit the root note on 1.1, maybe an 1/8 or 1/4 note. Then a tiny answer note on 1.2.3 as a 1/16. Then another hit on 1.3 for an 1/8. Bar 2. Do something similar, but change one or two notes so it feels like a response. And add a tiny pickup into the next phrase at 2.4.4, also 1/16. Those little pickups are what make it roll rather than just thump. Coaching note. Check your groove in halftime mentally. Imagine it's 87 BPM and you're writing a slow head nod bass line. If it feels good slow, it will feel insane at 174. If you overfill at 174, it'll just feel busy and weird. Now let the groove breathe with sidechain ducking. On the bass group, or right on bass MIDI, add a compressor. Turn sidechain on. Set audio from to your drum bus or kick track. Ratio at 4 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Then pull the threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. The beginner goal is subtle. You want the drums to speak, and the bass to tuck out of the way. Not do a huge house music pump unless you deliberately want that. Now we resample the bass. This is the jungle trick. Create your audio track called Bass Resample. Set audio from to your bass track or bass group. Arm Bass Resample. Then record 8 to 16 bars while your loop plays. And record with handles. Let it run a little longer than you think you need. Those extra tails are gold later for reverse hits, reverb catches, and transition swells. Alternative quick method. Freeze and flatten the bass track. That prints audio instantly. But recording is nice, because you capture all the little performance and automation movements if you're doing any. Now, chop the resampled bass into playable stabs. Take the recorded bass audio clip. Right-click, slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients if it's clean, or by 1/8 if transients are messy. Set playback to gate so you can control the stab length. Now you have a bass slice rack, like a sampler. This is where you can do that classic call and response. Vocal hits, then bass replies. Don't just resequence randomly. Choose two favorite bass slices. Make one a short pluck slice, and one a longer growl slice. Then alternate them like a conversation. Quick style rule. Vocal call often lives on offbeats. Bass response often hits on or just after the beat. And then for variation, flip that idea for the next four bars. Instant arrangement without rewriting your whole track. Now process the resampled bass for weight. On the resampled bass audio or the sliced rack, add EQ8 first. If it's boxy, do a gentle dip around 200 to 400 HC. Keep an eye on the sub. Don't destroy everything below 80 or 90 HC unless you have a plan. Then add saturator, drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Then yes, drum bus on bass. It works. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch 0 to 10. Boom 0 to 10. But be careful, Boom can get out of control fast in DNB. Use it like seasoning, then auto-filter for movement. Automate the cutoff every 2 to 4 bars to create energy changes. That's one of the easiest ways to make a loop feel like a section of a real track. If at any point it starts sounding huge but unclear, your fix is usually less distortion in the mids, more separation between sub and mid, and check that your sub is still clean and mono. Now let's turn this into a simple 16-bar arrangement so it feels drop-ready. Bars 1 to 4, introduce the idea, drums and light vocal chops, bass is sub-only and sparse. Bars 5 to 8, bring in the mid-bass or bring in the resampled bass layer, open the filter slightly. Bars 9 to 12, variation, change one chop rhythm and add a quick bass fill at the end of bar 12. Bars 13 to 16, pre-drop tension and mini-switch, pull the mid-bass for a bar, like bar 15, and leave sub pulses with one vocal hit, then slam everything back in at bar 16. If you want a really clean method for arrangement, think in energy lanes every 4 bars, how bright is the bass, how busy are the chops, and whether the sub is constant or punctuated. Change only one lane per block and you'll sound structured immediately. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. Don't overchop the vocal. Too many slices becomes clutter fast. Pick 6 to 10 good chops and ignore the rest. Don't accept bad warping. If it sounds watery, try different warp modes and fix warp markers. Keep sub mono. Utility width at 0. Don't distort the sub heavily. Distort mids. Protect the lows. Don't fill every 16th note. Bass is what makes DNB feel fast. And fix clicks with fades, either in simpler or on audio clips.